It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander, and in East Central Illinois, Ted Hartke and his family were living in, well, maybe their dream home. It's the place they wanted to raise their children and grow old. They're not living there anymore because, Ted says, of a wind turbine. More after this. As I've driven through the Midwest over the last few years, I have found something majestic about those huge white three-bladed windmills, or more properly, wind turbines, that spin in the wind across farming America. Nearly 500 feet tall in some cases, they are giant symbols of America's path to energy independence. It appears to be clean, green energy, there for the taking. Except there are problems, big enough problems, that Ted Hartke and his wife moved their family out of their dream home several months after a wind farm was built on neighbor's land.
We were shocked when they turned that wind turbine on, or both wind turbines nearest our homes. We didn't know what to do for 2 months. My wife and I are in bed, and at 11 p.m., 2 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning, we're awake in bed, and we're upset. Our kids are waking up, and no one's getting any sleep, so we contacted the wind farm operator and told them that our family was awake, and we asked that they would turn off the wind turbine closest to our house.
Hartke says each time the wind turbines were turned off and the family fell back asleep.
That happened 51 times between January and May.
But after that, the wind farm owner, Invenergy, based in Chicago, refused to turn off the turbines. Hartke says he was told it was too expensive to keep doing so. And this is where the Hartke's case is reduced to a series of he said, they said allegations and denials. Invenergy would not provide a company official for an interview, but did respond with written statements to my questions. When I asked if Invenergy agrees that the Hartke's claims are valid, it answered, "We don't believe so." But Mr. Hartke has refused to allow any Invenergy employee or any Invenergy contractor on his property or to come inside his home to test sound levels. Hartke says that isn't true, that he and his wife invited Invenergy to set up sound measuring equipment in their home several times, and during one visit, an Invenergy official verbally conceded there was a noise problem and that a sound study was an unnecessary expense. That's what Hartke says. So what does it sound like?
There's two elements to this. There's an audible part, which sounds like a deep engine rumble, like a diesel engine, but it varies. It's kind of like a diesel engine that's running and someone's pushing the clutch and riding the clutch in and out.
And Hartke says there's also the noise you can feel, which he will describe tomorrow. More of Invenergy's responses as well. Back after this. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.